May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Here we are at the beginning of a new year, 2021. It is a new year that is filled with hope. There is hope that COVID-19 will be brought to a standstill as people around the world are vaccinated. There is hope that COVID-19 will not mutate into something that our vaccines cannot protect us against. There is hope that once again, we will be able to physically gather with family and friends. There is the hope that hugging our children and grandchildren will become a normal greeting again. There is the hope that the economy will grow in new ways so that lasting jobs will become available. There is the hope that as we as a society and as individuals will continue to reach out to those in need and help them live a fuller life. There is the hope that new ways of providing the necessities of life will replace old ways that have been measured and found detrimental to the environment in which we live. There is hope that our elected and appointed officials will be blessed with wisdom in caring for the forests and watersheds with which this province has been blessed, that not only this generation, but those yet unborn will enjoy an abundance of clean, sparkling drinking water. There is the hope that individuals and nations will dedicate themselves to making this planet a place that is free from violence and hatred, free from persecution and discrimination, free from anger and fear. There is the hope that people everywhere will be blessed with good health and an abundant life. There is the hope that those people who know not Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will have the opportunity to meet him and will have the courage to invite him in, even though it may mean having to change their plans and, like the wise men, go home by another way. There is much to hope for as we enter into 2021. May Christ, the light of the world, illumine the path each of us is to follow in the year ahead. Amen.